A Jewish Journal article. Trump says Israel used to, rightfully, control Congress. Former President Donald Trump said during an October 29 radio interview that Israel used to, rightfully, control Congress. Jewish Telegraphic Agency, JTA, reported that Trump was speaking with conservative radio host Ari Hoffman, who is Jewish, and said, "The biggest change I've seen in Congress is Israel literally owned Congress, you understand that. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and it was so powerful, it was so powerful, and today it's almost the opposite." Trump argued that Representatives Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, who he accused of being Israel haters, now control Congress. "Israel had such power, and rightfully, over Congress, and now it doesn't," he added. The Anti-Defamation League, ADL, and American Jewish Committee, AJC, both criticized Trump for his remarks to Hoffman. "The accusation that Israel ever controlled Congress is despicable and reeks of anti-Semitism," ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt tweeted. "No friend of our community or the country speaks this way. This wasn't a lapse of judgment or a misstatement. It's a disturbing window into a bigoted worldview." The AJC similarly tweeted, "Mr. Trump should know better than to fuel pernicious stereotypes about Jews. Israel never owned Congress. Both parties, under successive U.S. administrations, including Trump's, have long supported Israel because it's an ally that shares our values." JTA reporter Ron Campias tweeted, "If you thought this was bad when Ilhan Omar said it, the reaction now can't be, well, Trump thinks it's a good thing, because if that's okay, the reaction when Omar said should have been, so what, and it wasn't." In 2019, Omar had tweeted, "It's all about Benjamins," in response to House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's, RCA, call for action against Omar and Representative Rashida Tlaib, DMI, over their Israel statements. A Twitter user named, Heimish Conservative, tweeted a differing view. The audio is pretty clear that he meant, see, Congress understood a decade ago pretty much unanimously how important the U.S. strategic partnership with Israel is. Trump says pretty clearly this is the way it should have continued to be. The user added in a subsequent tweet, "The choice of words is a bit odd, but only without context. And Trump has never been much of a nuanced, carefully chosen words kind of guy." Ron Demeter, a former journalist, tweeted, "Trump loves Israel, is prone to hyperbole, understatement, and is uncareful with his words, so this will probably blow over." Having said that, saying Israel literally owns Congress is an anti-Semitic canard.